The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Kuf Chaf Gimel of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av is a very interesting day. On one hand, in the afternoon, we begin some of the aspects of mourning which pertain to the ninth of Av. On the other hand, we say that since the ninth of Av is referred to in the Pasuk as a moed, as a designated holiday, so to speak, we have certain elements of joy which begin in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. In particular, we are referring to the halacha that tachanun, the extra supplications that we normally say after Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris and Mincha, are not said on Tisha B'Av, and they are also not said in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. Similarly, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or on Sunday, then on that Shabbos we would not say Tzidkoscha Tzedek, as if we are going into a happy day. So the halacha begins, Sif Aleph, Bris Mila, V'chein Pidyon HaBen, Shechol Be'erev Tisha B'Av. If there occurs either a bris or a redemption of a firstborn child on the day preceding Tisha B'Av, Olsen Hasuuda Kodem Chatzos Hayom, they make the festive meal before the halachic midday. And the reason for this is because this way they would be allowed to eat meat and drink wine at the Suuda. Although we normally say that during the 9 days there is a minug not to eat meat to drink wine, but that does not apply for a situation of a Suudas Mitzvah, such as for a Bris Milah or for a Pidyon HaBen, and therefore one would be allowed to consume meat and wine at such a meal, but that only applies if it's before Chatzos, if it's before midday of Erev Tisha B'Av. Halacha Beis, Lo Yitayel Be'erev Tisha B'Av, one should not go for a pleasure walk on the day preceding Tisha B'Av. V'noagin shelo lilmod achar hatzarayim, and the minhag is that we do not learn Torah after noon, ki im badvarim shemutarim lilmod b'Tisha B'Av, other than those aspects of learning that are permitted on Tisha B'Av. In the next simin, in Kuf Chaf Dalet, the Kitzur will tell us which elements of Limud HaTorah are permissible on Tisha B'Av, and those are also mutter to do so on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, not everyone agrees that this Isser, that this prohibition, begins in Erev Tisha B'Av, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down from many poskim that on Erev Tisha B'Av it is not necessary for a person to limit that which he would learn. Certainly, if it would be a question of learning things that do not relate to Tisha B'Av, or to be Mevato Torah, certainly one is better off learning Torah even if it does not pertain to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. This is all the more so when Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and then certainly one should not abstain from Limud HaTorah even in the afternoon. In Sif Gimel, we will discuss the Su'uda HaMafsekes, the final meal that is eaten on Erev Tisha B'Av before the fast. The purpose of this meal is so that we should experience the mourning, the sadness of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, there are many halachas in Minhagim what one should eat or not eat during the meal. For example, although there's a minhag not to eat meat or drink wine during the 9 days, al pi halacha, the only time that it is really forbidden is at the su'udah hamafsekes, at this final meal. There's another halacha that it is only permissible to eat one type of cooked food at the su'udah hamafsekes, and that it is usur to drink any alcoholic beverages, even if they do not contain wine, because this would take away of the mourning mood of the su'udah hamafsekes. It should be noted that whatever we discuss here regarding the su'udah hamafsekes does not apply to a year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or falls out on Sunday, meaning in either case when we stop eating Shabbos late afternoon, because then the halachas are totally different, and that will be discussed later on in Simin Kuf Chaf Hei. There is a story about the Chasam Sofer which is recounted by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. He said that on Erev Tisha B'Av, one of the students of the Chasam Sofer saw his Rebbe go into a private room and lock the door. The student was curious what the Rebbe was doing, so he peeked through the keyhole and he saw that the Chasam Sofer was learning through Megillas Eicha. And as he was learning, he kept crying and crying, and all of the tears which streamed down his face he collected in a cup. And then subsequently, when the Chasam Sofer ate the su'udah hamafsekes, the final meal, he drank the tears from his glass. Halacha Gimel. Be'inyan su'udah hamafsekes yesh kama dinin. There are many laws regarding the final meal that is eaten on Erev Tisha B'Av before the fast. V'haminag ha'yashar hu, and the most proper approach, le'echol kodem mincha su'udas keva, is that before davening mincha, one should eat a regular meal, v'achakach mispalei mincha, and afterwards they should daven mincha, v'ein omrim tachnun, mishum de Tisha B'Av mikri moed, and they do not say tachnun because Tisha B'Av is called a moed, diksev kara alai moed, as it says, the pasuk in Eicha, call upon me a moed, a designated time. V'samach la'erev yoshvin ala aretz. And as it approaches the evening, they should sit on the floor or on a low bench. V'ein tzarech lachlotz ha-minalim. And it is not necessary to remove the shoes. V'lo yeshvo shlosha biyachad. And three people should not sit together when they're eating. Shelo yischayvu bezimun, so that they would not be required to bench with a zimun. For ochlin rak pas im beitza mivushelas, and they eat just bread together with an egg that is cooked, kasha vikara, it is hard boiled and cold. V'tovlin tzas pas be'efer v'ochlin, and they dip some of the bread into ash and they eat it. V'tzarech lizaher lahafsik mi be'od yom, and they have to be careful that they stop eating while it is still daytime, so that they don't end up accidentally eating on Tisha B'Av itself. Imutar le'echol achrei kein, regarding whether it is permissible to eat something after this meal while it is still daytime. Ayin Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Beis. See later on when this will be discussed in Kuf Lamed Aleph. This halacha requires some background. The Mishnah in the fourth parak of Tainis says that on Erev Tisha B'Av a person should not eat two cooked dishes. It also says he should not eat meat and not drink wine. Now, from this Mishnah, it sounds as if it's talking about the entire day of Erev Tisha B'Av, not merely the final meal. This that the Mishnah says, that one is not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, doesn't seem to be too relevant for us, because our practice is that during the entire 9 days we do not consume meat or wine. Then the Mishnah proceeds and says the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says yishaneh, he should change his regular eating pattern, which the Mefarshim explain means that if he would normally eat 2 cooked dishes, now he should only eat 1. If he normally drinks 2 cups of wine, now he should drink 1. Basically, he has to have less than he usually does. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It's like the Tanakhama. The basis of this halacha is that Erev Tisha B'Av is leading us into Tisha B'Av itself. And therefore, we find this pattern of the aspects of Avelos, of mourning, seems to increase. We start with the Minhagim of the 3 weeks, which is not so strict in terms of the restrictions, and then we proceed to the 9 days, and then Shavua, Shechol Bo, Tisha B'Av, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, until finally we're up to Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av itself. So Erev Tisha B'Av is more intense than the days until now, but still, the Avelos is not as severe as on Tisha B'Av itself. Now, the Gemara qualifies this Mishnah by saying that the halacha of not eating 2 dishes is really only limited to the Suda HaMafsekes, to the final meal before the fast begins. In other words, that during the rest of the day you could eat as many cooked dishes as you want, and only the final meal must we limit ourselves. This is the position of Rav Yehuda. However, there's another opinion in the Gemara that does require the restrictions of Erev Tisha B'Av, meaning not to eat 2 cooked dishes, to apply the entire day. According to this last position, during the entire day of Erev Tisha B'Av, the only thing that a person would really be allowed to eat would be bread and water. The Rambam, when he discusses this in the Laws of Tainus, he writes that for the general populace, the halacha is like the lenient position, meaning that for the most of the day of Tisha B'Av, of Erev Tisha B'Av, one can eat whatever they want, only at the Suda HaMafsekes, at the final meal, do they have to limit themselves. However, it would be more ideal to follow this position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Eloi, who says that one should really limit themselves to merely bread and water throughout the day of Erev Tisha B'Av. The Rambam proceeds and says that he himself would never eat a cooked dish in Erev Tisha B'Av, unless it fell out on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch does not even bring down this, that the Rambam says that it would be ideal to limit one's food during the entire day. And he only brings down that for the final meal, one would not be allowed to have 2 cooked dishes, and it would be preferable to have merely bread and water for that meal. So the Ramah elaborates and says that based on the Maril, the Ashkenazi custom is that we eat a regular meal before Mincha, and then after Mincha, then we have a meal of bread that's dipped in ashes and eggs. The Ramah tells us that during the meal that's eaten before Mincha, really a person could eat whatever they want, because that would help them fast. But if someone could do without it, they should be strict and limit what they are intaking during that meal. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that according to the Ashkenazi Minog, essentially a person could eat whatever they want the whole day, even the last meal, and then after they bench and perhaps go daven mincha, so they make what they call an additional meal, so that the final meal is only consisting of bread and ashes and eggs and water. The Aruch HaShulchan refers to this as a harama, as a form of deception, but this is the way Klal Yisrael is knowing. Halacha Dalid discusses someone who would want to fast on Erev Tisha B'Av. It says, Misha Mis'aner Kol Yomos Hashana Sheni B'Chamishi. Someone who fasts the entire year every Monday and Thursday. Ve'erev Bo Erev Tisha B'Av. And this year, Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on one of those days. Yish'al Al Nidro. He should absolve his vow. Umisha Yeshla Yortzot Be'erev Tisha B'Av. Someone who has a yortzot on Erev Tisha B'Av, and they normally fast for the yortzot. Yasneh Bipam Harishona. Shalolis Anos. Rak Ad Acha Chatzos Hayom. They should make a stipulation the first time that they would only fast up until after midday. V'yispalo mincha gedola, and then they should daven early mincha, d'haynu chatzi shor la'acha tzarayim, which means a half hour after the noon. V'yochol su'uda, and then they should eat a meal. V'achakach samach la'erev yochol su'uda hamafsekes, and then as the evening approaches, they should eat the su'uda hamafsekes. Now, even though earlier the Kitzer recommended that a person should daven mincha in between the two meals, over here, in this case, where the person was fasting in the morning, he says that he should daven mincha gedola and then eat the large meal, then have a long waiting period and eat the suda hamafsekes. Halacha hey, bein hashmashos. Asa b'kol masher, asa b'tisha b'av. The period between sunset and dusk of the evening of Tisha B'Av already has all of the restrictions of Tisha B'Av itself. V'lochein tzrichin lachalotz es haminalim kodim bein hashmashos, and therefore it is necessary for people to take off their shoes before sunset. This concludes the halakas of Erev Tisha B'Av. However, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, or if it falls out on a Shabbos and then gets postponed to Sunday, the laws of Erev Tisha B'Av are all different, and those will be discussed later on in Simin Kuf Chaf Hei.